Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblu talking with Kevin Wooden, and happy holidays to all you folks out there as we head into Christmas Day. And the Jacket's going to be off a little bit. In fact, they'll be able to enjoy the holidays, I'm sure, between practices and what have you. But their next game is coming up Wednesday, December 30th, at home against inner-city rival Rocky Mountain College. But coming off two losses on the road this past Thursday and Saturday at the University of Mary and at Metro State. A couple of good programs, I know, Kevin, obviously. Tough road trip for you.
Yeah, we struggled with our shooting. I think we were 2-for-31 from the field, from the three-point line, and really just could not get into some rhythm. The Mary game was very competitive and a good game until the final minutes, and they pulled away there, and then Metro just really took it to us.
That's been kind of one of the issues, I know, what is really has been affecting you as of late. And I know there's a lot of different things that go into that. But when we talk about the shooting woes you've had, you shot very well early on in the season. Of course, you did have Chantel at that time, and I know she opened up some things for you. Are you getting the looks you want, or is it right now that the offense just struggling a little bit and you're just maybe not getting some of the looks at the basket that you'd like? What are some of the reasons, do you think, that the team is struggling a little bit from the floor?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. And I need to do a better job of preparing them. But we are just missing a lot of shots that we were hitting earlier in the year. And then I think after a while you begin to press. So hopefully just maybe get a little bit healthier over break and work on some things more individually. And in small groups we can kind of shore that up. But it is a concerning factor that we've got to get cleaned up.
The interesting thing about it, and I suppose there is, looking at it from this standpoint, there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel, because I think you're pretty comfortable with the way this team can shoot, because you do have some real good shooters on this ball club, don't you?
Yeah, and we have to we can't have two or three people go into a slump at the same time. Kayla Ryan has really come on. She's playing very well inside. She's also shooting the ball well from mid-range and the perimeter. And we needed that post presence, and now we have that. Earlier in the season, we were shooting the perimeter shot well by multiple people, so it made it matchups very difficult, really spread the floor. And lately, we just haven't hit shots consistently. And so then the shots aren't quite as open, and we're just struggling with our confidence. But, it's a long season and kind of ebbs and flows, and I'm confident that we'll come out of that.
So much of your offense early in the season was sort of generated by defense as well. How are you doing on that end of the floor in terms of maybe helping out your offense a little bit?
Well, defensively, I thought against Mary, we did a good job. We turned the ball over too much. That was one of the critical things. I think our shots, the number of shots we took, was very comparable to Mary's. And any time we play, one of our goals is that we outshoot our opponents from the field either in excess of approximately 15 or more shots. So we didn't get that day. But I thought we played their sets very well. It was just kind of it wasn't an ugly game, but it was more just neither team could really pull away and struggled with their shooting. Against Metro, they really have a nice team. They were very balanced, and we struggled with defending them for whatever reason. We really couldn't get the stops needed to get back in the game.
We're going to take a break. When we come back in the second part of the show, Coach's Show, we'll talk about what's going to be happening over the holiday break and also kind of a look back on the entire season up to this point. That's on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Cellular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Cellular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including 6 convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Cellular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblu talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden. Kevin, You know, obviously, it was a pretty stressful last couple of weeks for the team. I know they were dealing with finals and everything else. That's not an excuse, because I know that pretty much all colleges are doing that now, and I suspect Mary and Metro were going through the same thing. But now it's not a time certainly to relax, but it is that holiday season. Kind of give us an idea of what happens over the holiday break in preparation for your next game against Rocky.
Well, right now, you know, the players have left and they've gone home to spend Christmas and with their families, and then they'll come back right after the holiday. The people that are, you know, most of our players are pretty local or at least drive. Ashley is the one that flies, and she'll come in, I believe, on the 26th, and then we'll get back to practices. We practice a little bit more than we would. We'll have some two-a-days or at least one solid team practice, and then the players would come in again either for lifting or individual work, skill work, or if we feel that we need a second practice as a team, we'll do that. But they won't have studying. It's a time where I think they'll get some rest, but they will be very busy. It just enables us to get some things done towards our conference season.
Well, you talked a little bit about it, and I don't want to necessarily get into specifics, but of course by now people know that Chantel Marcus is out for the year, looking to come back next season on the medical red shirt. But you talked about the fact that this is also a time maybe to get a little bit healthy, and certainly this time of year doesn't take long. All teams are probably battling the injury bug a little bit, and there's been a lot of sickness, I know, going around too, with flus and colds and things of that nature. Just in general, how's the general physicality of this team right now in terms of their health?
Well, I think this break is very needed. Kelly Kautzman hit her head on the floor at Mary, and just didn't feel very great the next day. Was fighting the flu bug, as well was Rachel. But you're right in that other teams are going through the same things. But we do need to get healthy, just get some of those bumps and bruises better, and hopefully when we come back to practices right after Christmas, we'll be in good shape there. You know, Chantel's injury, you know, is a tough blow for our team. It just you can't just bring in somebody else and expect them to play at that speed level and that athleticism. I mean, she's one of the, you know, greater players that have ever played here, and it's just going to take some time for us to continue to get people in, get some experience, and maybe we have to change a little bit of what we were going to do with her as to what we're going to do without her.
Certainly the cupboard is not bare. Still a lot of talent left on this team, and I guess the way I kind of look at it, and I don't know if you agree or not, is there's probably just not as much room for error with this team as there was before. You really pretty much have to have a good, solid effort every night to be successful now. With Chantel, you'd probably have a few bumps and bumps along the road.
We just need to play consistent, and when we do that, we'll be fine. You're not always going to shoot great, but we just can't shoot really poor. We need to be pretty consistent there, and defensively I think we're getting better. And the conference season hasn't even begun, and so we have a couple games to get ready for that, and then we'll start at home, I believe, on the 7th of January with a St. Martin's game.
Really does really put some extra emphasis on the importance of these next two games, though, doesn't it, against Rocky Mountain College and Chadron, from the standpoint that you really are getting ready for the conference season, so now's the time you really like to shore things up.
Yeah, we'd like to get some better rhythm than we have right now. Just use some of those practices and those couple games to get ready, so hopefully we'll be playing our best ball of the season so far when we hit conference play on the 7th of January.
Talk about the next game coming up Wednesday, December 30th against Rocky Mountain College when we come back with the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, getting set to take on Rocky Mountain College. This is the second time you've played Rocky this season. Played him in an exhibition game on Friday, November 6th. Won that one handily. I mean, it was a good competitive game, but you ended up winning by double figures. Rocky, from that standpoint, I know their record's still not indicative of how well they've played, but I know they've been very competitive since that point. So, and we found out against certainly Mary and, you know, a team that you played twice this season, that certainly the second time around, you can look for some differences with that team.
Yeah, from what I've heard, Rocky's really improved. Haven't been able to watch them in person or on film, but will soon. It's an important game because it's at home, and any time you play Rocky, it's just a little bit more intense atmosphere. It's a rival, just that the school is so close, but it's a friendly rival, and we have a lot of respect for them. But it'll be a great game to kind of get back in the flow.
I know the first time you played him, you did a lot of things really well. You shot the ball pretty well. Your transition game was pretty solid for the most part. One area that you did struggle with was rebounding. I know, give credit to Rocky, I'm sure they had something to do with that, but I would imagine that's an area that you definitely like to see, you know, improve from the first game.
Yeah, they. I think we really pushed the ball well in that first time we played them. We played very well for most of the game. I think we were up 28 to 30 points with maybe about 10 minutes left in the second half, and then they went on quite a run and cut it down to around 10 or 12 before we were able to make enough free throws to win. But they definitely have more size than us, but that doesn't equate into better rebounding. So we're going to have to be very aggressive on the boards, and we're struggling with that to do that consistently. Part of running a good transition game on offense is first you have to secure the defensive rebound. And if we're able to do that, I think that will get us some rhythm and some better shots.
You talk about Chadron State, a team you've already played this year, and a team that, frankly, was your first game without Chantel Marcus. You did beat them at home. But nonetheless, boy, has been just real indicative of this year, just always difficult to win on the road. So I suspect you just have to take it up a notch, even though that you've already beaten this team here at home.
Yeah, it'll be a great challenge for us as well. I thought they had a very nice team. It was a good game here. I think we were able to win by 10 or 11, but the game was really closer than that throughout. And just going on the road to their place will make it much tougher than the first time.
All right, Kevin Wooden, head coach for Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Again, as they get set for the holiday break, they'll be back Wednesday, December 30th, against Rocky Mountain College here at home at 7 o'clock, and then at Chadron State that weekend. And then they'll begin conference action Thursday, January 7th, at home against St. Martin's. Coach Wooden, thank you so much, and best of luck over the Christmas break. Merry Christmas to you, and looking forward to you playing Rocky.
Thanks, Ken. Happy holidays to everybody.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.